In this week's episode, Jenny Stone discusses the remediable pension savings statement that many of you are going to be receiving now from the NHS pensions. She covers what is the public service pensions remedy, also known as the McLeod remedy, who will be affected, and what you need to do with the statement when you receive it.
Accountancy on Prescription by RBP, one of the leading firms of medical specialist accountants. We know what you find tough, but don't you worry, as we know our stuff.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Accountancy on Prescription. I'm Jenny Stone, one of the partners at RBP, and I thought today that I would record a short episode about the remediable pension savings statements that many of you will be receiving through your door from NHS Pension Agency. You'll see that the letter says, please keep this document safe as it's going to help you with the public service pension remedy. And so what I wanted to do today was just to talk you through what this is about, what you need to be doing. And certainly for many of you that are clients of RBP, you will have had a mail shot from us as well about this. And of course, that always generates lots of questions. As I've been going out to see my clients for the last 2 years, I've been talking to them about what we refer to as the McLeod remedy. But what I'm always surprised about is how many people I speak to still don't fully understand what this means. And it's really important that, you know, if you are affected with annual allowance tax charges and you receive one of these documents, that you deal with it immediately. So I'm just going to go back and just talk about what the McLeod remedy was. So hopefully for many of you, you know that there are three sections to the NHS pension scheme. We've got the 1995 section with a retirement age of 60. We've got the 2008 section with a retirement age of 65. And then we've got the 2015 section with a retirement age linked to state pension age. So anything from age 67. Now, what happened is when the 2008 scheme was brought in, people had a choice. You had a choice whether you wanted to move over to the 2008 scheme. And most people didn't. They stayed in the 95 scheme. And then we had the 2015 scheme that was brought in. This wasn't a choice about whether you moved over to it. You moved over to that scheme dependent on your date of birth. So if you were within 10 years of retirement age at the 31st of March 2012, you were a fully protected member. And so you stayed in the 95 pension scheme or the 2008. You never moved over to the 2015. For most people, they moved over to the 15 scheme. So we had a court case that was taken by a judge called Judge McLeod, which is why we refer to it as the McLeod remedy, and a firefighter. And they said that all of this was age discrimination because some members were protected, and they won their case. So we now have this whole issue of fixing this problem that some members got protected and other members didn't. So what has now happened is that all of your pension benefits that were accrued from the 1st of April 2015 to the 31st of March 22, so it's a 7-year remedy, those 7 years are going to be rolled back to the original scheme you were in. So they're either rolled back to the 95 scheme or the 2008 scheme. I know when I'm talking to clients about this, there's suddenly a big grin on their face because they realise they've got 7 years that they can take at 60 rather than waiting to 67. Now, that rollback has now happened. So NHS pensions have had a massive task of dealing with all of this remedy. So those 7 years pension contributions have now been rolled back. So if anybody is accessing their pension benefit statements, you will now see that your 1995 section will say, or your 2008 section will say, pension benefits up to 31st of March 22. And this now reflects the rollback. So when I'm talking to clients, I'm saying, you don't need to worry. That was all automatic. It's all rolled back. But there is a massive piece of work that us accountants have to deal with now. So as those 7 years have been rolled back to a different scheme, they're not in the 15 scheme anymore, it does mean your annual allowance, so your pension input figures, will all have changed And so if you have ever had an annual allowance tax charge, this has to now all be amended. Now, I know, again, when I'm talking to clients, clients sort of look at me when I go annual allowance and they're like, oh, what is this? So I'm going to take a step back and just explain what the annual allowance is. So when you're contributing to your NHS pension scheme, there is actually a maximum amount that you can put into a pension each year that the revenue allow. Now, that maximum amount, the standard annual allowance was 40,000. However, it did increase in 23-24 to 60,000. But for most of that remedy period, the annual allowance is 40,000. Now, what I always explain to clients is, we have to ignore what you're physically paying in pension contributions. So forget that you might have paid only 35,000 of actual pension contributions to the NHS pension scheme. And you might be thinking, oh, that's less than 40, I don't have to worry. Forget what you physically pay in contributions. And instead, what we have to look at is, what is the deemed growth in your NHS pension from the start of the tax year to the end of the tax year? And this is what people refer to as the pension input amount. So we need to look at what the growth is. Now, if your growth was more than 40,000 in a tax year, you then have to pay an annual allowance tax charge on the excess. So let's say your growth in the year was 60, the annual allowance for that year was 40,000, you have an excess of £20,000. That then becomes chargeable to tax, and you pay tax on that amount at your highest rate. And for many of you that have had tax charges, you know, some people will choose to pay the tax themselves, others will do scheme pay elections. And of course, if you're doing a scheme pay election, that means NHS pensions pay that tax charge for you, and then they will recover it from your pension benefits when you take them. So you would have less of a pension. So for many of you listening, you'll go, yeah, I've had annual allowance tax charges, they've been massive, I've done scheme pay elections. And for some of you, you may go, oh, I've never had an annual allowance tax charge. But what this means with the rollbacks, with this remedy, and 7 years of pension benefits are moving from a 2015 scheme to your 95 or 2008, it does mean that the calculation of the annual allowance for each year will change, because the accrual rates in the scheme are different. So what's happening now is that the NHS Pension Agency are sending to all members that are affected what is called a remedial pension savings statement. And this document is several pages and it's got lots of numbers on it. So it's got all of your revised annual allowance calculations for the 7 years. We've got earlier years as well, because we have to calculate whether there's any unused at the start of this remedy. The great thing about this document is it confirms what scheme pay elections you already have in place. So it's a massive document that's got lots of numbers on it. But for us as accountants, this is an extremely useful document, because what we have to do is, we now have to submit to HMRC all your amended data for 7 years. And so what HMRC have released is, they've got a digital tool that we have to go through and complete. And we have to go through and complete a lot of data. We have to enter in years information prior to the remedy. We also have to enter information in to see whether you were tapered, because that standard allowance for some years that was 40,000 got tapered down for higher earners. The taper thresholds were different in different tax years. So there's a huge amount of information that has to be put into this digital tool. And what will happen is, we will then calculate what the revised tax charges are. And if you've done scheme pay elections, then all of that data will need to be amended. If you paid the tax and actually your tax charges have gone down, then there will be tax refunds or compensation that will come through to you. So it's a massive piece of work. Now, at RBP, we've been preparing for this for the last year. You know, we knew that this massive piece of work was coming. We're medical specialists, so that means it's even a bigger task for us, because all of our clients are members of the NHS pension scheme, so most are affected by the public remedy. So we've done a huge amount of work already, where we have gone through all of your data on your tax returns for the 7 years. We've looked at what your annual allowance tax charges were. Did you do scheme pays? Did you pay the tax? We've got all the information regarding your threshold adjusted incomes for the taper. So we've done a mammoth piece of work already. And that is to prepare us so that when you send us your statement, we've then got all the data together. If you're also a new client of ours, so you might have come over to us in the last 3 years, and we don't have all of that information for that 7 year period. For those clients, you have already been sent a HMRC form that you need to sign, because we need to then write to HMRC and say, please, could you give us the data for the missing years that we don't have? And again, we've been sending off this information to HMRC. I think we started sending off requests back in June, and they're not quick at responding. So not only have we got all of this work to deal with, we've got to wait until we get all of this data as well. So I'd urge you, if you are a client that has received an email to ask you to sign that HMRC form, please sign it immediately, scan it, and send it back to us, because the sooner we get that to HMRC, the sooner we can get your data. The time frame for doing all of this work is really short, hence why we've already done a huge amount already. The deadline for submitting all of this amended information to HMRC is the 31st of January 25. Now, most accountants now are extremely busy with tax returns. So on top of that, we've also got all of this work to do. Now, what I would say is, anybody that has had one of those savings statements, please send them on to us immediately. So if you're somebody that doesn't open your post frequently, please just look out, open your post, get it scanned over to us, because the sooner we can do this work and get it submitted in the deadline, the better. For some of you, you may be listening and going, I know I've still got problems with my pension. I've still got cases that are still being resolved by PCSE. So these pension saving statements can only be sent to you if your pension record is complete. So for those that have got ongoing cases with PCSE, I urge you again to just get your pension information up to date. Although the deadline is the 31st of January 25, we do have this sort of an extended deadline to say that you've got to submit the amended data within 3 months of the date of your remedial saving statement. So if that comes out to you in January, you've got 3 months from that date. But again, it's a really short turnaround window. And what I would say to all of you is, we are expecting, in most cases, annual allowance tax charges will reduce. That's not saying that it will be all cases, but most cases will. So it's so important that we get all of that information updated with HMRC, and then that gets updated with NHS pensions. Because if you've done scheme pay elections and you've requested pensions pay your tax charge, that's going to reduce your NHS pension. So if your tax charge is going down, you need to get all of that amended. A couple of things where we've started to have emails to go, or am I affected? Do I need to worry? So if you joined the NHS pension scheme after the 1st of April 2012, you will not be affected by any of this. So you don't have to worry. You're not affected. All I would say is, if your clients of RBP, please just drop us an email and say, I joined the NHS pension scheme for the first time on August 2014, and we can just update our records so that we know we don't need to chase you for any information. Also, if you were within 10 years of retirement age at the 31st of March 2012, you never moved over to the 2015 scheme during the remedy period. So again, you're not affected and you don't need to worry. I've had some clients email me to say, oh, Jenny, I took my pension in 2018, so assume I don't need to worry. Yes, you do need to worry, because although you may have been in receipt of your pension for a number of years, this remedy period covers tax years from 2015-16 to 2021-22. So that means if you had tax charges in 15-16, 16-17, that needs to be amended. Now, what I would say for anybody that's in receipt of your NHS pension, you won't get a remedial pension savings statement straight away. And the actual deadline for you is not until January 27. And the reason for that is, you have to make a decision about what you're going to do with the pension in that 7 year remedy period. So you will get letters coming to you about making that pension's choice. So if you know you're in receipt of your NHS pension within that 7 year period, you won't necessarily get one of these just yet. You will at a later date. And at the point that you get them, you need to send them to us. I've also had clients emailed me and she said, oh, Jenny, she goes, am I affected by this? And of course, she's been in the pension scheme. She was in the 15 scheme. But when I looked back at all the data we had collected, she'd never had an annual allowance tax charge because her earnings and her growth in her pension were always less than the annual allowance. So I just said to her, no, unlikely you're affected. But if you do get one of these statements, please send it to us. So I think what I would say to any of you that are listening, as soon as you get this statement, send it to us immediately. We have a huge amount of work to deal with inputting all the data onto HMRC's digital tool. As agents, that we have to submit another agent's form. So it's quite a big task to deal with. So please, the sooner we get the statements, the sooner we can do this work for you. What I would also say, as this is obviously an additional piece of work that we're doing, as accountants, we all unfortunately have to charge you for this work. However, because none of this work is your fault or our fault, it's all part of this public service pension remedy, you will be able to claim compensation from NHS pensions for costs that you're incurring. So again, when we deal with all the digital tool for you, we will also complete the necessary forms and explain to you how we need to deal with this. It's a lot to digest. Whenever we talk about pensions, there's always a lot to talk about, and I could probably talk for a lot longer, but I wanted to just record a short episode about the remedial pension savings statements because lots of you will be getting these. I will also record another short episode, which will probably go out in a couple of weeks' time, just to explain when you get back from us all the information about the compensation, what it actually means, because it's broken down into several sections. So I will do a completely separate podcast episode for that. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope this has been helpful. Please, obviously, share this with your colleagues because this public service pensions remedy affects all members of the NHS pension scheme who've had annual allowance tax charges. So it's really useful that people are made aware of this. Thank you for listening. Bye.
You have been listening to RBP's Accountancy on Prescription podcast. For any updates, please visit www.rbp.co.uk or follow us on Twitter at RBPCA. The contents of this podcast is for general guidance and informational purposes only and does not constitute any form of advice. The information provided by RBP is of a general nature. Appropriate and tailored advice or independent research should be obtained before making any decisions. RBP does not accept any liability for any loss or damage which is incurred from you acting or not acting as a result of listening to Accountancy on Prescription.